we've got to get the kids sparked early, because they've quite often made up their mind by even as early as age 10 what they actually don't want to do.
Kia ora, I'm Troy, here as Chief Executive, and welcome to Stirring the Pot. Thanks for connecting. If you're new, here's what you can expect. We're going to be talking the tough stuff, the things that keep us middle minds up at night. There are many challenges facing our industry and equally many opinions on how we should tackle them. Stirring the Pot provides a facilitated forum to discuss and challenge these viewpoints.
So let's get to the nuts and bolts of it. Today we're talking with Andrea Lunn, a passionate science educator and branch manager of the South Auckland House of Science. Today we're chatting about the importance of sparking curiosity with our children early on so that they can become more aware of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Okay, well, I cannot believe how fortuitously lucky we are today because we have Andrea in house. She just happened to come in for a meeting and I've accosted her and thrown her into the podcast room. So I'm super excited to be having this conversation. I guess probably a good way to start off, Andrea, is if you tell us a little bit about yourself and what your mahi is.
Yeah, sure. Kia ora, Kim. I'm Andrea. I'm the branch manager of South Auckland House of Science. And what South Auckland House of Science is doing is trying to empower teachers to raise scientific literacy and inspire the next generation of scientists. So House of Science is a charitable trust, and we've been going for nearly 10 years. We have branches all across most of the North Island. We've only got one branch in the South Island. South Auckland House of Science is quite new, a new branch. I've only been operating really for a year. So, yeah, just trying to get our kits into the primary schools so they can actually do some really cool hands-on science activities.
Yeah, it's really, really fun. And I guess the way in which we've connected is that we actually got a little reach out from you at one point talking about your kits and wondering if that would be something that HERA might like to sponsor. And of course, we were really excited to do that. I think from our end, we see it as a really important part to help our children, our future engineers and scientists and technologists and all of those sorts of things to explore it from a young age. And so it really aligns with some of the values of HERA. Mm. And of course, you came in today to show us one of the kits.
Yes.
So that's kind of cool. Maybe you could just tell us a little bit then around, I guess, the model of House of Science and what all these kits are about and what sort of ideas they're trying to spark for children.
Yep, sure. So all our kits are produced in our head office and they're all produced in line with the New Zealand curriculum. They are bilingual, so the resources are in English and Te Reo Māori. Everything in the kit is provided for the teacher. There's a teacher manual with really comprehensive background notes, all the details about the activities. So we're aiming these kits for primary school age, so from year zero to year eight. All the equipment is in the kit. We have about 40 kits in our library, so we cover a whole heap of science from your chemistry to your physics. We've even got one called Fireworks, so the kids get to burn chemicals and just see the colours that are made. We've got things like forensics as well. We've got two forensics kits, so you know they can do like crime scene investigation, you know, fingerprinting and shoe print analysis. We've got plant kits, pretty much any topic. There's probably something, you know, a kit will have something related to it. We've got marine science. The kit that HERA sponsored is called A Load of Rubbish. So we're not actually teaching a load of rubbish. We're actually teaching really important concepts such as recycling, how things are produced and the a linear versus circular economy. And it's just getting students to think more about processes and packaging and hopefully make them understand these concepts more and maybe they'll become innovators themselves and make better products in the future.
Yeah, I love that. I think actually what stood out for HERA around the load of rubbish kit was just that it actually really aligned with some of the concepts we're trying to raise in society at the moment around sustainability and how materials play a significant part in how we impact the environment, and also those ideas around recycling, reusing, the circular economy, end of life. These are all concepts that obviously still really falls into and what we're trying to educate more about. And what better way to start than with tauira or young students in primary. I actually recall you saying something around some of the research of why it is important to get these concepts or ideas into primary schools. Do you mind to share some of the thinking around the genesis of that and how House of Science all began and why you're targeting primary students?
So House of Science was originally set up by a lady called Chris Duggan. She used to be head of department science teacher at Tonga Girls College. And she saw a report that said that primary schools weren't doing a really effective science program. And she could see it herself from students coming through that the science knowledge was not that great. So she actually quit her job and set up House of Science. So we're coming up to our 10th anniversary this July. And so she started making these kits. We now work with industry experts with our kits. So like this load of rubbish, the initial development was sponsored by Countdown, and Scion actually helped with some of the expertise in the kit. So, you know, we work with people like Dairy NZ and a whole lot of other, you know, industry experts. So it's not just something that we've pulled out of our brains. It is developed, well, it is, you know, out of our brains, but, you know, it is developed with expert knowledge. And so that's why they're so comprehensive.
Yeah, I mean, I just clocked a look at the kits earlier this morning and they are supersonic packed into those little boxes, and I can't believe you can fit so many resources into the one little.
Yeah, and that's a good thing with these kits is everything's in there. So the teacher can just, you know, open the lid and find all the equipment she needs or he needs and off they go. Yeah. And, you know, I've heard reports from schools that say, oh, the kids get so excited when they see the blue kit coming into the classroom because they know they're going to have fun doing these hands-on activities. And that you're right, we've got to get the kids interested in science at an early age. And I think sometimes people don't realise that science is actually all around us, and using your critical thinking skills and, you know, other skills that you learn from learning about science, it can be applied to everyday life. And that's why we've got to get these kids interested at the grassroots level and inspire them to take science on, you know, further, like through high school. And because these kids are going to become our innovators and scientists and engineers of the future. So, yeah, anything we can do to spark that interest at an early age is great.
Yeah, I definitely would agree with you. I think in my experience, I never even considered any sort of STEM career for myself. I think probably because I wasn't really exposed to it until I hit college years and I was doing biology and chemistry, which, heck, I did not enjoy.
Well, actually, but I'm kind of the same. Like, right through high school, I thought I was going to be an accountant because that was my best subject. But I always had a passion for science. Like, I grew up watching David Attenborough and, you know, I like just watching things and looking at things. And so science was always there in the background. But I think I thought you had to be good at all the sciences to actually become a scientist. And then I kind of thought, oh, no, I don't actually want to be an accountant. So, yeah, and I'd only done biology. So I did a summer school for chemistry at uni and ended up doing medical laboratory science. So I was doing blood testing in a couple of labs in Auckland. And, I haven't looked back, just science, science, science.
Yeah, I definitely can't say the same. But actually, that statement that you just made really sparked a little bit of understanding, I think, is that I did see science in my world. I just didn't realize it was science. So, you know, I loved watching Animal Planet and National Geographic and things like that. I was absolutely curious about those things. I just now realize I didn't associate that with having a potential pathway to some form of science. And I think perhaps that's what's missing for young children. I also read some recent research that said really actually the best time to be inspiring STEM as a career pathway is when children are young, even as young as 4 or 5, because they are at their most curious in life. They're seeking to understand everything around them and to understand why things do what they do and how they do what they do. And also probably most critically about that is that they haven't been impacted by societal views yet. As in, you know, oh, because you've grown up here, you couldn't possibly do this. Or, you know, because your parents aren't in that space, you're probably not going to be in that space. And I think everything is open and possible with kids. I'm seeing it now. I've only got a 2.5-year-old son, but, you know, he's trying to figure out everything. He could sit in a sandpit for hours trying to understand displacement and all these sorts of concepts that he's really naturally curious about, but it's not connecting it to any form of science as such. So I think that the mahi that House of Science is doing is super exciting because it really just allows them to connect the dots a little bit more.
And we've got to get the kids sparked early because they've quite often made up their mind by even as early as age 10 what they actually don't want to do. And if science hasn't featured in those early years, then they're not going to necessarily think that that's an option. So and we know that kids learn better from doing hands-on activities, and just the feedback we've had from these kids has been amazing. Teachers love them. You know, kids really like doing the activities and they're fun. We've got one kit called 321 Liftoff. So that's all about rockets. So they make their own little rocket that they can fire, you know, when they stomp on a 2-litre plastic bottle. So they're learning, you know, things about thrust and lift and things like that, and but it's really fun. And
I mean, I just experienced my inner child this morning. You let me do one of the experiments or activities that are in the load of rubbish activity box, and even I was getting amazed by the reactions that some of the polymers were having with the addition of water.
So we have a couple of super absorbent polymers, so they're either powder form or a tiny sphere, and as you say, when we added the water, you know, the property of the polymer changed, you know, from powder to actually like a gel like and that other one that we saw, it was like instant snow.
I found that cool. So I imagine a kid would be just like blown away.
And so, but when you connect, like these polymers are actually used for, you know, say things like disposable nappies. And when you, you know, get the kids to make those connections, it, you know, reinforces that, oh, yeah, science, yeah, it's cool. It's, you know, in our everyday lives. And yeah, just making those connections and making them understand the world better. You know, because when they understand the world better, they can make better decisions. You know, and our economy probably depends on it a little bit too. If we can make them into better problem solvers, you know, maybe they can help work towards solving some of our, you know, worldwide problems.
Oh, and we have a lot of those.
Oh, yes.
there's lots to solve. And I think actually it stems back to something that is a core part or certainly a hurdle for our industry that HERA represents, and that is around labor shortages, skills shortages. You know, we are seeing that there's less and less people in the space to fill the roles that we have available, and so it is actually really important that we work with organizations like yours to start fostering curiosity about yes. our industry mm. and the amazing impacts that, you know, our future engineers might mm. be able to make. And so it is kind of a little bit of a long game here. So mm. I know that many of the listeners of our podcast might be wondering, you know, what does this have to do with me? Mm. But really it is about making sure that we do have those future engineers yep. who are coming up.
Yes, future proofing.
Yes, exactly. Which is a core part of, you know, what Hero is all about. Yep. So I love the work the House of Science does. And I was super impressed when you walked into the office today with your uniform on. Now, of course, we're on a podcast and no one's going to be able to see it, but she has got a matching outfit, y'all. It's pretty impressive and it's all very science focused. And I think that the children would love that, you know, because you can really feel the energy and excitement and care you have for fostering science within the schools, particularly the ones that you're covering. Mm-hmm. So I'm really curious to know, how does the model work in terms of getting these kits into school? So there's two parts to this that I guess you have to seek out. It's those that will help you to create these kits and then also getting into schools themselves. So maybe if you could share a little bit about how that works.
Okay, so the schools sign up for a membership, and depending on which type of membership they have, depends on how many kits they get per fortnight. So all the kits are booked online and they can just choose the kit that they want depending on what kits is in that library for that particular branch. So as branch manager, I'm responsible for delivering the kits. We do rely heavily on volunteers to help us transport the kits, pick the kits up and restock the kits. So when they come back to our head office, to our branch office, we've got to go through each kit, check everything, make sure, you know, there's nothing broken. If there's consumables, we've got to replenish them. So it is time consuming, but, you know, we can see the rewards when we can see the kit's been well used and we get the feedback from the schools. So also for a branch to get a new kit, we actually have to find sponsorship. So that's why we need, you know, businesses and organisations that want to help foster, you know, STEM to sponsor a kit. And that's their way of giving back to the community. You know, I'm actually really glad I came in to visit HERA today because, you know, it's nice to have that connection with your sponsors. And, you know, we appreciate that they've given up their money to help us in our cause. And, you know, we like to provide feedback of how the kit's going and how the kids are finding it. And yeah, and then sometimes you get to do a podcast impromptu.
Yes, we're always trying to get people in here when we can. You're our latest victim. Okay, so that's really great. I guess what we will do is we can maybe give some of those details to anyone who's interested, because there are actually a really wide array of topics that these kits cover.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I was going to say before, we've got one called Simple Machines. So, you know, there's six simple machines. Oh, gosh, can I name them all? So there's like wheel and axle, wedge, incline plane, pulley, lever, and screw. Yay! So we cover that in the kit. We actually give the kids real tools. So there's hammers and screwdrivers. You know, so that's going to foster, you know, the engineering side of the kids. And then we also introduce them to pneumatics and hydraulics, just using syringes and tubing. So yeah, that's a really good kind of engineering based kit. But yeah, there's even one called Flexi Physics. So that's all about potential energy, so elastic potential energy, and you know, they get to make catapults and things like that. So yeah, it's a wide range.
Yeah, I think that definitely what that means is a business is going to be able to find something that aligns with.
Yeah, so that's the idea, is if I'm trying to find a potential sponsor for a kit, in the first instance I'll try and find a business or organisation that's aligned with that particular field and approach them first. I've been lucky. I've had a few foundations come on board and sponsor quite a few of my kits. So Simplicity Foundation, Spark Foundation, So yeah, but it is difficult at this time because, you know, we've just had the cyclone and the flooding. So, I mean, I think all charitable trusts are going to find it hard this year to get fundraising.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely think that this is where these kits sort of come to their fore, because it is a way in which schools can get resources that they might not necessarily have in play within their current environment. So it's
and
a
I
way.
Think also, just because we've had such a disruptive couple of years at school, I remember talking to one of the deputy principals, and she said a lot of the kids were at school when they just weren't their normal self. You know, they're quite flat. And, you know, these kids, they re-engage the students and, you know, get that spark for learning back. So, yeah, that's why I want these kids in all my schools.
And I obviously can hear the passion in your voice about the work that you do. What got you sparked into, what got you connected to the House of Science, and what do you see as the really cool part of it that makes you turn up to work every day?
Okay, so LBK, Life Before Kids, I was working at Middlemore in the biochemistry laboratory, testing blood and other bodily fluids. And then, yeah, so I didn't go back to work, and I could see through my own children that they weren't necessarily doing a whole heap of science at school. So I thought, oh, well, you know, I'm a scientist, you know, maybe I could help out. So I approached the school and said, look, you know, I've got this idea of setting up science in the hall and the students coming in class by class and just checking out all this different science. Each table had a different theme. It was hands-on. I had posters. I had a worksheet that they could fill in. And, you know, just the curiosity that got sparked by that. You know, teachers said, you know, some of the kids were talking about a topic weeks and weeks after they'd seen my expo. And then, of course, COVID hit, and it was, you know, it was hard to get into schools anyway, but you know, just with COVID, you know, having heaps of kids in one confined area. And then I think I did a search online, and I just happened to come across House of Science. We only had one branch in Auckland at that stage, so I went out and checked out that branch and heard about what they were doing and volunteered to restock the kits. And then I contacted the branch manager, and she said, oh, we really want to open a branch in South Auckland. And I said, oh, I can do that. So once I got the funding, yep, opened, and
you've never looked back.
Yeah, never looked back. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for all the work that you do. I think it's really exciting, and I'm looking forward to a future where my own son is exposed to these types of opportunities of learning. Mm. I think it's a really hands-on and practical way in which we can help our children to see what the endless possibilities that are out
there.
And
because these resources are made here in New Zealand, they're relevant. You know, all the references in there are, you know, to New Zealand, Aotearoa. So,
yeah. I mean, my head's already sparking. I'm pitching ideas about matariki and maramataka and construction. So, stay tuned. I'm pretty sure I'll try and muscle my way through there somehow.
And, you know, I'd like to say thanks to Hera for supporting us and sponsoring the A Load of Rubbish Kit, and for inviting me to do this podcast. And, you know, when you meet an organisation that's, you know, passionate and like-minded, then it's got to be a beautiful relationship.
That's where the magic happens. Ngā mihi to you, Andrea. Thank you so much.
Yeah, ngā mihi, Kim.
So there you go. Thanks for joining our conversation with Andrea today. If you'd like to connect more, you'll find her details in the show notes. This was a great kōrero that really emphasises the importance that the roles adults have in helping our future engineers explore the possibilities of STEM as a career. Food for thought till we see you next time. So hit subscribe, and if you like what you heard today, please like, review, or share with any metal minds you know. Let's spread the word. This is a great kōrero that really emphasises the responsibility that adults have in helping our young children explore the future of engineering and the possibilities of a STEM career. Food for thought till we see you next time. So hit subscribe, and if you liked what you heard today, please like, review, or share with any metal minds you know. Let's spread the word. If you've listened to this podcast today and you want to help empower teachers to raise scientific literacy with our children, then please get in touch with Andrea today to see how you might be able to either sponsor a kit or help other primary schools see the benefits of having these kits in their classrooms. You'll find her details in the show notes.